Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another Prepare for Change radio show. You can find us on the web at www.prepareforchange.net. Today our guest is Rainbow Thunderheart. He was born and raised on the Shoshone Reservation in Wyoming. He is a peacekeeper for the Eastern Shoshone Nation, a rainbow warrior for peace, harmony, Mother Nature's guardian, brother to the nations who ride the waves of hope, peace, and harmony, to enlighten the gift of life bestowed upon each and every one who wishes to walk the pathways of freedom. In dreams and visions, he was guided to go to the rock art valleys, canyon lands, meadows, and mountains to learn from the petroglyphs. He was shown by the spiritual wisdom keepers in the petroglyphs how the medicine wheel works through instructions on how to clean, clear, and bless old traumatic energy congested in the environment and change it with peace, love, joy, and harmony through techniques of healing. Since 1987, he has been on a spiritual journey that healed the Yellowstone supervolcano in May of 2004. Healed droughts, calmed volcanoes, and helped to avert prophesied earthquakes and disasters prior to December 21, 2012. He called out to the people of all nations, traditions, and cultures to join him in medicine wheel ceremonies of singing, dancing, and drumming on sacred sites. Many hundreds came to help him heal Mother Earth. He has led medicine wheel ceremonies throughout North and Central America, and he will be traveling to Europe, South Africa, and all around the planet to share teachings and lead medicine wheel ceremonies to bring in the new earth.
So Rainbow Thunderheart, tell me, what is your message and why do you think it's so important right now?
The principles of peace are so important right now because humanity is going a little berserk around the country, worldwide. In other words, many people are snapping, jumping to assumptions and conclusions, which gets them to attack people at a drop of the dime or just at any second, every moment. People can do something that what they would normally do. So you see all these people attacking their families, attacking each other in the mailrooms, in the colleges, in the schools, on the military bases, on the warring fields. It's in every house, it's in every place, war and fighting and separation. It's brother against brother, sister against sister. And this is what was prophesied to happen because of what took place in the families and for many generations is still replaying as history repeats itself every moment, every second that gets added to the thoughts and actions of everyone else, adds to everything else that's replaying and enhances.
Right. So, I mean, that sounds really big when you say it like that. So, I mean, what kind of impact do we all have? Can we single-handedly have an impact? Do we all need to come together?
Impact for what?
Change.
Impact for change?
Yes.
To impact emotions and thoughts and humanity to consider to change or even to,
well, to change,
even
to
understand
heal.
What it means to prepare for change is one thing, but knowing what to do is one thing, but knowing not what to do is another. So a lot of people who don't understand what the change is going on around us are actually the lower evolved people got illnesses and sicknesses, poisons and toxins, so they're really not awake. The only way for them to leave is hopelessness for them. But what is not hopeless is that they're getting ready to get born again. So they're going to get out of their misery, they're getting out of their pain and all that. So they're...
So explain born again.
So they're setting themselves up for death to reincarnate.
Beautiful.
That means alcoholism, drugs, cancers, viruses, toxins, poisons, anyone who's angry, hateful, deceitful, lying, conniving, shortens their lives by the lower frequencies, and if we don't match the frequencies coming in, the frequencies above will wash us away with those kinds of emotions, which promote high acidic levels of pH levels of acidic energy in us, which will eat our cells, which means the flesh eaters now come and eat us.
Can we take a magic pill?
Yeah, either take a blue pill, a red one, a yellow
right.
one, a green one. That means water, prisms of light. Purity, purification time, is to know that pure thoughts, pure emotions, and pure actions will get us through into the future as we make decrees to clear anything within us from our body and our vessel, because we have hundreds of programs in our water So we have a stormy energy within our vessels, so we're pretty rocky, and the oceans of emotions that were rocking the boat within us is the fighting and warring.
We are made of water, yes?
Yes.
And so when you're talking about the blue pill or the red pill and how we need to wash ourselves, correct? Mm-hmm. How do we do that?
By sitting and meditating with the energy that's coming in, and this purple light, it's a purple heart with purple flame. So we actually have a fire burning in our heart. So usually when there's a heart operation and they're going to take the heart out of a person, they see this purple flame light up before it extinguishes and goes out. That means we're connected to the fire energy on the surface of the planet, which is the purple heart energy, is this purple flame, which is the cosmic energy of your chakras. Once they charge up, and the purple one's at the top, that makes a white energy of white light, which is highly electromagnetic energy of vibration, sounds, tones, and colors. That activates what's the gland in there?
The
pineal gland.
The pineal gland, third eye.
That activates that to start vibrating your thoughts. It sends out a frequency for things to birth into existence from the heart. And when our thoughts are providing beauty and love and great ways of thinking for the betterment of each other, it's producing that to happen through the energy within their being sent to their head, to their heart, that is now communicating that thought to all things, and that receiving information from there is now communicating with the plants, rivers, trees, rocks. All energy, all information, all wisdom is now ours, because we know all things. Because
right.
We step into force, if there's something happening, the force will tell us.
Right.
That's
and so all this that you're describing for the newcomer, would it be safe to say that what you're saying is we need to immerse ourselves in love?
To understand love, it's very important to have love. But love is the true frequency or the emotion of love. So it's like if I say, I love you, that's not really love, it's like, I really, really love you so much, and all my heart loves you. Yes, I love you, I love you. That's love. Just saying, well, I love all my children, I love my wife too. That's not love. So whoever feels love has a false way of love, does not have the power of someone who has true love, enhances all things to shape you. So if I'm giving love to all that is to be unique with every emotion, every thought, in every emotion under the power of that energy called love. There's 20 emotions that are affected by the vibration of love that affects them all to be high power energy to become beautiful.
So 20 emotions. So Rainbow Thunderheart, I know that you're an earth healer, and I was liking if you could talk to us about how you are helping to heal the earth.
Well, I'm helping to heal the earth is to clear the energy force fields of all the thoughts that have been recorded for the last, say, 30,000 years plus, that's still vibrating. Every word and every thought got recorded in the environment, in the electromagnetic energy force field of the web of life, known as the ley lines, is clearing all that and putting the thoughts in for humanity to become who they truthfully could be underneath their own free will, underneath universal laws of peace, representing for the benefit of each other equally, or these universal laws that represent all this information. The original instructions for peace and love and harmony is to honor each other on the planet and all of creation equally. That is what I'm working on, to put those thoughts back into the environment and clear all the other thoughts of separation, war and fighting, greed, materialism, anger, hatred, lust, murder, resentment, all that out of the environment with these ceremonies.
Rainbow, you were talking about your event coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
We've set an event in Los Angeles called the Los Angeles Medicine Well, which is going to be about 50 miles across. And there are many nations and cultures going to help on 9 sacred sites, 1 in the middle and 8 on the outside. And as we clear and clean these sacred sites that I talked about first, 9 of them, and then we prepare for change. We're going to shift the energy and prepare for the change of society's thoughts and emotions and actions of hopelessness and poverty and low emotional energy is within the Los Angeles area because of all those who are living on the streets, people going back and forth to work. We're going to clear all that energy out of the pavement, out of the buildings, out of the energy force fields of earth, wind, fire, and water and clear and clean it and zero that out. It's like washing it away with our thoughts and our sounds, tones, and vibrations.
So now how can we participate in that?
By bringing your drums, bringing your rattles, and bringing your heart, and bringing your love songs, and coming to remember how to zero out all the energy that's replaying itself, like murder, incest, rape, lies, deceiving, conniving, all the energy out that's replaying, causing dysfunction, is going to be done with high-level peoples who are awake with their instruments, musical instruments.
Okay, so where can our listeners go to sign up for such a thing?
They can go to my website on the homepage where there's a newsletter there at earthwisdomfoundation.net, and my email's there. Bavado@earthwisdomfoundation.net. My phone number is there, 360-515-8020. It's all there. All the information is being represented. I have this book there. It's called Healing Mother Earth, Sacred Sites with the Medicine Wheel. It's a book that's in 8 languages that prepares people of how thoughts, words, and actions affect the environment and replay, and how we can clear that to promote peace for the planet. All around the earth, wherever they're warring and fighting at peace talks, if they are not clearing the energy that got recorded 2 weeks before, 2 months before, 2 years before, 20 years before, 20,000 years before, it's still playing and replaying all that energy, and we're wondering why there is no peace. Well, after a peace talk, they go back to warring and fighting and killing. Well, the reason why is because they haven't really got the principles of peace understood to be honored yet, or even educated to understand how peace really works.
Right. Okay, so one more time for our listeners, though. Where do they go to sign up for this? Or
to my website at earthwisdomfoundation.net.
All right. Earthwisdomfoundation.net.
Yes.
All right, perfect. Go ahead. I understand that people from around the world can also participate in this. Is this right? They can participate at a distance?
Yes. In all these ceremonies, I have many medicine wheel groups around the planet that are practicing these ways of healing, bringing peace to the planet. And what I ask people to do is just open your hearts and minds and join us.
Yeah.
You can get on my homepage, get an email sent to you, time we're getting ready to do ceremonies. Join us in your area. There's information and teachings how to do these kinds of little healing clearing ceremonies, but they're little, but they do huge cleaning clearing. Now, if you really want to practice these things, then there's ways to learn how. You don't have to be a ceremonialist. It's just like education. You can be trained to know how to do one or educated. And so with this knowledge, we share this. This is a time that we are to share all wisdom and knowledge and bring it forth, which is scientifically based information about Native American indigenous ceremonies, which are written in a rock and a petroglyph, and they're about negative positive energy that shows that what's all written there is original instructions of how energy works and what replays in the environment is how we can clear out dysfunctional energy like droughts, right, tornadoes, earthquakes, fires, floods, etc.
Gotcha. All right, well, let's pick up with that one right when we come back after a break.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to Rainbow Thunderheart of the Shoshone Native American tribe. He's an earth healer with the Medicine Wheel. He was an honored speaker at our Prepare for Change group in Los Angeles. If you would like to be a part of our worldwide community of Prepare for Change groups, please go to our website and sign up. There are many groups already existing in your community, or if not, you may want to start one yourself. Finding like-minded people to discuss current events, plans for the future, and just to support each other is a much-needed and worthwhile activity. Our weekly radio shows are meant to share information and enlighten you as to who and what in your community is available for your education and to stimulate ideas for growth. Now back to our interview.
Okay, so now we're back with Rainbow Thunderheart, and we are talking about his Healing Mother Earth Sacred Sites with the Medicine Wheel. Now tell us, Rainbow Thunder, how did you get started in this? Is it just you, or is it a group? How did this all begin?
Began 555 million years ago. In a quadrant, far, far away in the universe.
Okay.
As many of us were warring and fighting, trying to figure out what kind of spaceships we were, tired of blowing up planetary systems, moons, stars, and suns. Many of us decided that in order for us to realize peace and harmony was that we were extraterrestrials and we had been outlawed in the quadrants of the universes and galaxies far, far away and had blown up many planetary systems and colonies and galaxies and solar systems and suns and planetary systems. A time would come when we'd have to either change or we'd be in a rough shape because the vibrations that we had imprinted the universes with that were still vibrating and replaying. So a bunch of us had to go out and clear up the quadrants within the universe and come to the colonies on the planetary systems to get them to remember this kind of information. So therefore, I came back, and I remember when I was birthed into the womb of my mother, of what my purpose was, what I was to do, what I was to represent and bring awareness about ever since then. And at 2 years old, I still remember at 3, 4, 5, 10, 12, I decided that I was now going to join anger, hatred, and jealousy and join the rest of the crews on the planet to learn from anger, hatred, resentment, drinking, alcohol, lying, deceiving on a reservation through the third world country of man-made laws underneath this concentration energy known as United States Department of War boundaries that controlled us on the reservation. So I was born there, and then that organization changed to the Department of War, which now changed into be known as the Department of Interior, that still controls these concentration camps with genocide and other forms of things through the pharmaceuticals and other foods they feed to the Native Americans to keep them numbed down to the policies, procedures of educational processes, and also through what their granting systems and educational systems are about or not about nature's laws or the laws of the universal laws or the laws of the United States government, which has controlled all the world at this time through the money changers known as the banking systems. Because of this information, because of what happened to us, wisdom would come back about the truth to re-educate us about what we could do to consider to promote peace on the planet. And to promote peace on the planet, I was called to enhance this wisdom and knowledge, to share this with humanity about the principles of peace underneath how to clear the energy force fields on the planet in the matrix is known as the web of life.
Are we healing then? How can the listener out there do something today? How can we bless something? Give us something that we can do now.
What everyone really could do is to stop imagining that someone's coming to save them and that people owe us anything, that no one owes us anything. The only thing we owe to each other is to respect each other, to give love to each other, and to help each other. If we haven't chosen to recognize what that means, then we're just basically lost on the planet, because it's only going to be the simple, loving, caring reflection of looking at each other and knowing that we are all wanting the same thing, peace, love, freedom,
right,
and all these things. No matter what country it is, no matter how much we're warring against another country, everyone wants that.
Right. But let's break it down to a smaller scale. Like I remember listening to you talk, we were talking about, you know, the chemtrails and our food and our water and everything and how we should bless them. Yes. Right?
And so we're coming down to all the particles of energy now, chemtrails, poisons and toxins from cloud seeding, other forms of things dropped from the sky, the water. Everything is getting things in the ocean and the rivers and all that. So everything can be blessed and cleared through alchemy. Like water can be turned to wine, like a long time ago they talked about, lead into gold. Some kind of whatever it was could be changed, but we forgot how to do it. Well, we forgot because we got brainwashed out of the system by communicating with all that it was in our heart. And if you were in your heart, you could ask for anything you wanted to do. So we could clear the rivers. We could clear the streams. We could clear the chemtrails, the poisons and the toxins, the cloud seeding. All these things are chemicals that deprogram the environment and deprogram humanity. So what we do is we come and clear the programming, deprogramming energy that's out there, the programmed, deprogrammed energy. We reconstruct that with sounds, tones, and vibrations from our heart. Sounds, tones, and vibrations of the drums and the chants and all the musical instruments, we reclaim our power is now clean all the old power that's replaying that people affected the environment with. That means going in and like erasing all that energy.
Right, but is it, I mean, is it just you? Or, I mean, can you give me something? So when I go home and I have all my polluted food and water, that I can actually bless my food and feel that I'm participating.
Well, I'll put it to you like this. Dr. Emoto had a question one time. This guy asked, how can I clear my water and my food? And he replied, by using your thoughts. If you're more in peace and a loving, caring person, you can clear your water within 2 or 3 seconds, where another person who isn't that might take 10 to 15 seconds to do, or 15 minutes, which you did in 2 or 3 seconds. So it depends on the person. What energy frequency they are at depends how peaceful they are and loving and caring, and that within them that they could transmute anything in the environment that's poisonous or toxic or there's a bad situation. You could be cleared and cleansed out of the environment.
Okay, so summing that up, if I am a loving person, then I have my toxic food in front of me from anywhere, yes? But I can put my energy on it and speak love over it?
Yes, so it's charging your food with energy.
Okay.
You got negative, positive. So if there's food down there sitting in front of you, this lifts energy up. So if I go in, I lift up all the negative thoughts and emotions. So I'm vibrating my hands. I lift all that stuff up, all that negative thoughts and that.
Okay, well,
grab hold of it.
Hold it right there. I want my listeners to understand the vibration and energy, and we'll come right back with that.
We will return to our interview with Rainbow Thunderheart in a moment. I have a special event I would like to announce. Cobra will be coming to Los Angeles this summer for a conference. The dates are July 4th and 5th. More information will follow as plans are confirmed. Now back to our interview.
All right, everybody, we are back with Rainbow Thunderheart. I am your host, Marilee, with Lynn Angel Eyes, and we are interviewing Rainbow about his upcoming event, the Healing Mother Earth Sacred Sites with the Medicine Wheel. And the date on that again is?
We'll be on the full moon in August, which is the end of the month, around the 28th and 29th. And then in September, on the equinox, we're going to be working on a circle that's going to be 220 miles across. That will be known as the Big Bear Medicine Wheel, compared to the Los Angeles Medicine Wheel, which will be 50 miles across in the end of August. Okay. And then the bigger one, 220 miles across in September.
Okay, so August and September, big dates coming up. So we will have that on the website so everybody can join in. So if you're just joining us now, we were left off with energy and blessing our food, and you were describing to us about energy and how we actually go about that.
Well, everything records information. Anyone who picked up the food, anyone who grew the food, whatever thoughts were in the water, whatever thoughts were in the rain when it fell, whatever thoughts were in the soil, whatever thought was an electrical current entered into the food. Now, if you had ornery people out there in the gardens, you'd have those thoughts. If you had anger in the air, that would fall upon the food. Now, all those thoughts would be in there. They would be imprinted one way or another from earth, wind, fire, and water. Imagine the person who planted it, they weren't joyful, all those thoughts would be in there. And then a person who picked it, that would be in there. Those who would now take and put it in the box, all their thoughts would be in there. Maybe 15 or 20 people had to touch it. So all their vibrations of all that they are transferred into that food.
So basically what we need to do to heal our planet is from the ground, everybody after that, whoever planted that seed, whoever watered that seed, whoever harvested the bread and made my sandwich and took it to the table, we all need to bless it and pass it on.
Yes, all the trucks that carried it in.
Yes.
All the different dollies that could have pushed it out of the truck. That person may have been having a bad day, and then it was in the store. Maybe somebody else picked up the package before you did. All of these thoughts transfer off from everybody.
But can you imagine if everybody was blessing every part of their job throughout the day, how much power and how fast our world would change?
Yeah, that's what we're doing, these worldwide medicine bowl ceremonies, and these ceremonies to clear that up, to give people a chance to become that, because in the energy force fields, they're trapped in there, and they don't know what they're doing, because the energy's got them trapped to keep replaying all that dysfunctional ideas and thoughts and energy. Mm-hmm. And we go to them, then we say, I just don't understand why they won't wake up. Well, the reason why they won't wake up is because all the energy's got them trapped in it.
So what you're saying is that thoughts are things, and that we have power within ourselves to change those thoughts and to change our food and our environment.
Yes, so basically the food and the water, everything you put in your body, make sure it's zeroed out and blessed and cleared of negative thoughts and emotions, which we call as snakes in the hair, as negative thoughts, emotions, and actions that may not even be my thoughts. As I'm walking through the environment, I could be hearing other people's thoughts and emotions. If I eat the food and I didn't bless it, now I got other people's thoughts and emotions. If I drink the water, it's in there. So the thing is to make sure that everything is zeroed out of the food, the water, your clothes, anything you put on, whether it's jewelry, anyone gives you a gift, be aware, whatever's on there vibrating is what will become you.
So what is your particular method of clearing?
It's in my book there on my website called Healing Mother Earth Sacred Sites. Within the medicine well, gives simple information of how to clear and clean your food, which is basically on the back of this little card here that explains that information, how to clean your food, how to bless your food, and that simple information is using intention in everything you're doing is to make sure that it is set at a harmonic frequency of peace and love and harmony for better and of all things is that negative and positive vibrating out here, but they've both been cleared, and then at zero point they're both vibrating the same frequency, and now this triangle becomes this, and everything is now set in motion to be the forever energy. Because the two negative and positive become one, which means the infinity activates.
I think that's one of the things that, you know, that's really prevalent right now in our society is about being very concerned about our meat, you know, the distress that our cows and our pigs and everything goes through in the process of becoming our meals. But we're consuming that, correct?
Yes, and the cows have a lot of drama and trauma. They have a lot of serums in them. They have a lot of other things in them. The grasses are eating got things in them. The corn are being fed. Different things got different energies, emotions, toxins, and poisons. And we're eating all that. What you eat is what you become. And what you are will be the product of nanoengineering or GMOs or thoughts and emotions of others out there will be all in that. Then when you eat it, it causes high pH levels, which means acids in the body, and acids makes fungus, and fungus makes poisons and toxins activate through virus illnesses and sicknesses. And then that's what's taking humanity off the planet. So
right,
if you understand all this, you got to know this. If you don't know this, then you're going to be kind of in a place.
Right. And there's the am I a vegetarian, am I not a vegetarian, and you know, vegetarians don't want to eat the animals, and what can you do if you're saying I can't become a vegetarian, I love meat, but I don't want to ingest all that. The alternative is
listen to your body and stop listening to others who are saying you are supposed to stop eating the meat, and they're telling us how to think, how to be, and that's not free will, so that people get beat up.
So just bless it.
You can either eat meat or you can eat the plants. If you stop eating the meat, you'll turn into higher frequencies and get healthier faster if you stop eating the meat. If you need to eat the meat, you need the vitamins and the snack, eat the meat. Listen to your body because you need to get that to ground up. Eventually, you'll stop eating this because now you'll start recognizing all meat products got some kind of toxin or poison or high acidic levels of energy in them, and you're going to stop. Not only that, we weren't made to eat meat as humans. We're vegetarians, just like a deer and an elk. Well, they got a lot of meat on them like the buffalo, but we sure like to eat the buffalo and the beef and deer. Well, they were eating vegetables and they made flesh and everything else, nutrients. Well, we can too. But then we turned to be what? Cannibals. And then we turned into cannibalism. Now we got to have this, we got to have this, got to have that. But now we're called into the trickle-down method is a little of this, a little of that, until we can get over here to the higher frequencies of basically water and prisms of light, which is food that is vegetables because it's got mostly water and that in it instead of the heavy weighted mass weight of flesh, which is low frequency. So if you're eating low-frequency food, you're low-frequency and you can't match the high frequencies, so therefore your body will be destroyed by eating the meat because the high frequencies can't get in and your body will get destroyed by the...
So we kind of went full circle then, because you think if you, you know, come away from the meat and you start eating more from the ground and the vegetables, you raise your vibration, right? is what we're saying? Mm-hmm. And as you raise your vibration, you become more magnetic, and then you can manifest faster, easier.
When you're high frequencies, yes.
That's right. So who doesn't want that? All right, well, we're going to let you think about that for just a moment. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
We are looking to expand our information into other languages besides English. If you are bilingual or multilingual and would like to join our translation volunteer effort by sharing in another language, these services are great gifts for non-English speakers. Join our translation team is under the Home tab. Now back to our interview.
So we are back with Rainbow Thunderheart. And I'm enjoying this conversation because I love energy and healing. And I know that Lynn is just itching to say something. So Lynn, tell me what your question is. What is it?
Okay, I know that you're doing these ceremonies to help the earth. And you have mentioned something about earthquakes and how we can also influence changes in Mother Earth. Can you talk a little about that?
Yes, we can calm everything down on the planet. And the volcanoes and earthquakes, we're not here to stop them, we're here to calm them, because they're the ones that's going to move the tectonic plates. Like a tire needs weights on it to balance it so it won't wobble. Well, the earth needs these tectonic plates to move and shift where she will now spin through the axis, north, south, east, and west, and the directions in between those directions. Everything will be shifted back into place by the volcanoes and the earthquakes and the winds and the oceans, because all things are going to shift and move these particles of these tectonic plates to where they need to be. All the weights will be sent there at a time when we hit 0 point. There's going to be a sound, hits the earth, go, who knows what's going to make the sound. I'm just saying an analogy. It's like cymatics. If you get all this crystal ground up on the metal plate and all of a sudden the sound hits it, and all the clumps of all the crystal might look like a mountain if you're looking at it real close, and then all of a sudden the sound hits it, and that big mountain just shifts like that, boom, because the mountains are like crystal like that. So you can imagine that the sound hits the earth, what these mountains can do, where they might go, what might happen. And what we're doing is bringing awareness about, let's calm and clear all that energy in there, so when it does hit, the frequencies, we've now recalibrated them to match the frequencies coming in from above and below us to match this crystal-based energy, because of the carbon-based energy is going out. So we're basically coming into this crystal force field that will be charged with this energy. But the plates have to move, and that's called the grand shift. The shift of the ages, known as the change of the final changes. That's the big major shift. So prepare for change is prepare for the shift. A big, huge shift that hasn't even come upon us yet. But it's gradually moving towards that time. That's why we've been called upon to do this worldwide medicine well, to reset the frequencies of the earth, to get it the best that we can to match the frequencies coming in, so we'll have gentle shifts instead of force waves.
That's the key, gentle shifts.
Have gentle emotions, gentleness towards each other, kindness towards each other. The planet will become gentle because of the storms and the people that have not been gentle is replaying their emotions and actions for thousands of years of their ancestors warring and fighting, like the DNA of Native Americans and genocide and hopelessness. And that's all been bred into them. And it's in their cells, it's in their DNA, it's in their soil, it's in their wind, it's in their food, it's in everything, it's in their houses, it's in their cars. It's in the rivers, it's in the mountains, it's in the trees, it's in the animals. If we don't clear and clean all that, then how could we ever go back into peace? Well, we can, because the earth will do it. The universal presence of the vibrations will do it. Doesn't mean we'll be here, though.
You know, one of the things that, you know, sitting here talking to you now and listening again for our listeners, I think I'm understanding a lot more because, you know, you're here at the Prepare for Change meeting. And I really want to invite everybody to come to the meeting because it's a little different listening to you, you know, here at the radio and then in person. When you were talking about the earth and the earthquakes and healing, and then you mentioned being a voice for the animals and things, I mean, you just touched my heart. You know, and those are things, we only have a short period of time here, but can you tell us about that? And, you know, what did you mean by that?
That means that we're doing things for the better of all things. Right now, the animals are having a tough time in California, supposedly, because the bears haven't hibernated for a few years now. Mm. Because there's no snow, it's not cold. And now they're out, and there hasn't been any rain, so what kind of food do you think they're looking for?
Right.
And there's no water and rain, so the food isn't birthing into existence. So that's what happened to the rest of us. We're hunters and gatherers. We used to be out there growing our foods mm-hmm. and doing all that. Then all of a sudden, we became lazy. Now, when we hunt and gather, we go to Walmart, yeah. Safeway,
right.
Whole Foods. Well, guess where the bears are going to come soon? In our backyards. That's prophesied. If they don't get the food from us, they could turn hungry enough. And through that, they'll turn to cannibalism. That means they'll start eating humans. It's already happened.
Well, what about extinction? That's scary.
So extinction is one thing, extinction. But yeah. There's many things that have went extinct, which really are not extinct. In a way, because they went into the fifth dimension. Mm-hmm. Everything that's here is in the fifth dimension. Even I'm there. All my relatives are there. I'm here. I'm there. And I'm in 12 dimensions at once. We haven't really understood this yet, but we're coming to a time where there's 12 spiritual bodies in 12 places. They are the one of all that it is in this system. And I know all that's in this universe because I have 12 bodies in those 12 universes and galaxies and forms of things that goes on people have no idea about yet. But we're getting there because we're putting in a new re-educational process of what this means and represents. But to societies out there that would listen to this and say, man, you're way out there. Well, we came from way out there to this planet, and we got numbed down by false ways of thinking and being by the educational process and religions that took this knowledge away from us. Now it's coming back slowly but surely.
Right.
And especially through the Native American influences that we're here to help bring that in because we're the only ones who can talk like this in a way and get away with it.
Right, and I know that, you know, this is a lot for some people to wrap their head around, so let's just kind of, bring it down a little bit. Tell us, what accomplishments have you made since you've been practicing all this?
We've healed many catastrophes on the planet that could have taken place that were stopped or calmed down. So we brought into existence and created new the old springs to activate, to rebirth, and rain to come in. We've filled up glaciers. We've calmed poisons and toxins and created health for trees that were sick and ill. Animals have been sick and ill. The mycelial network is repairing the mycelial network that is the nervous system of the earth, the electrical current system, the matrix. And we did so many things with the ozone and also healing the contamination and radiation, calming it down, setting it back to neutral, and continuing to do that because our thoughts can neutralize anything on the planet. But then with people thinking that radiation is real, then they just activate it to come back on and turn on and
right.
all that. So we're bringing awareness that be careful what you think. If you think there's radiation out there and you think you're going to die, then you created radiation and you just set yourself up for death. And you will die if you think there's radiation. If you listen to the news reports and say it's really at this high rate, and this rate is this, if you get too much on you, you'll die. If you think that, you got that much on you, just your thought alone will kill you and activate the radiation to go in your body, because this whole planet is made of radiation anyway, and then we're putting thoughts in for it to be no more, no less, just right, and it's that. So anybody's telling me that it's out of balance. So,
well, speaking of radiation then, so what about Fukushima? I mean, there's so many people worried about that.
Well, it's just what I said.
Yep.
So the forces that be are telling people that this is the way it is. If you believe that, then you're adding to that to be that.
So we have to bless it.
So you have to understand how to think and believe and how to have a better thinking pattern and know how to bless things. If you don't know how, go to my website, get this book, learn how it mentions that, and then practice.
Tell us the website again.
EarthWisdomFoundation.net.
EarthWisdomFoundation.net.
Yes.
Okay, go get the book so that we know how to bless things.
And there's a video there that also talks about how to activate springs back into existence, bring back the rain and the
yes.
glaciers.
Yes.
And
that's what we need in California, that's for sure.
So this is worth big money in California, but I'm also looking for sponsors because it takes money to go out there and be a consultant to see what's in nature, to go look and see and know and then write it down and keep a log of it and then come back in and say, okay, everyone, this is what I found.
Is there a donate on your website?
Yes, it's a PayPal site there.
Okay, perfect.
And we're hoping that we need millions of dollars to get this water back, because we need to promote big conferences, promote big awarenesses, and we need those out there that made millions of dollars from their processes. You can't take it all with you. Donate some of those to us so we can go around the world. We need 3.5 million, 20 million plus, and in California, Oregon, and Washington, we need thousands of dollars to promote this work all the way down to Mexico and get this out to the general public, the media. We need money to enhance this information to get out there, because it's worked on to try to be stopped all the time. But if we have more money, we can do what we can.
So you plan to bring this healing around the world. It's not just local to California or the United States. You're planning to bring this to the world.
Yes. So it'll take us 2 years to go around the world. We're going to go one way around, which is the rainbow serpent, and the plume serpent the other direction. Two energies, and we'll clear these energies, sacred sites. After they're all cleared, the major sacred sites, and then on a certain day, after everyone is trained, understands and remembers what this means in these training exercises or re-educational processes, they'll understand how this works, how it promotes peace, and then the peace projects will activate, and there will become peace on the planet more than ever before.
All right, let's take a break right there, and then we'll pick up right where we left off.
This is Lynn, also known as Angel Eyes, speaking for the Healing Group. We currently have Angel Eyes Healing Wish List. This is something that anyone of any age can contribute to. All we need is your name or the name you want to go by, your country, and up to 3 wishes that you want for yourself, your loved ones, or for the whole world. Everyone has things they want to bring into manifestation. I want to thank all those that are participating. Remember that part of manifestation is devoting time each day to seeing your wishes as already manifested. Go to the Healing Group tab and click on Angel Eyes Wishlist Instructions. Please see what others are wishing and pray, meditate, that their wishes are also manifested. Now back to our interview with Rainbow Thunderheart.
With Rainbow Thunderheart. My name is Mary Lee Sweeney, and I have Angel Eyes here. And we are talking about healing the earth. And Lynn, did you have a question for?
Can you tell us about the serpent energy?
For us in America, the indigenous nations, the red nations, we call it two serpents dancing, serpent energy, serpent wisdom, serpent knowledge. And in the tree of wisdom, the tree of knowledge, there's an energy spinning up, a serpent dancing up, and a serpent dancing downward. That's the kundalini energy. So where the vortexes are, there's two serpents dancing in a circle. When they spin up, they spin down. So every square inch spins up and spins down. There's a vortex spinning on every square inch of the earth. If I dig a hole in there, I break those loose, they go up in the sky, they're loose dangling with them. So those are what makes tornadoes. Every time we break a spiral loose from the planet, it gets up in the sky and spinning, it's loose. And so if I come in and I breed all of the land off and I put agriculture, I broke all those little spirals loose. Think about Tornado Alley. All those spirals are broken loose. When the solar flares come and hit the earth, those little nerve endings, the spirals, or ley lines or energy lines, tubes of light known as plume serpent energy spinning, they break loose, they're invisible, they're colors of light. But when the solar flares come and hits the earth, it charges those energy lines, they start spinning, and they'll start hitting each other, and they'll start popping in the sky like lightning, thunder. Pretty soon, all of those charges will come together, and then they'll activate one big, huge spinning circle. That's the tornado.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will come down, and wherever it was broken loose from all of those little square inches, those spirals are now one. It'll go down there and it will seal all the way from current. So now if you see a tornado, it's going back and forth. Going, so now it's sealing all the energy in Tornado Alley. It doesn't matter if there's a church or a school in the way. It doesn't matter, because whatever cut out the energies and the spirals, this tornado comes in and resets the energy so that the planet will not go through any horrendous disasters more than what that was. So that's what that's doing.
Yeah, we need some serious healing. So we invite our guests to join Prepare for Change in the healing of our earth. Come together, go to the website, earthwisdomfoundation.net, see how you can help. Maybe you can donate, say a prayer, come on out, dance a little, play a drum.
Yes, it's calling all cultures and nations to come have a grand adventure. Come see your fellow brothers and sisters that are intuitive. They have psychic gifts. Bring your children that are psychic. Bring your dogs that are psychic. Because all the dogs have a voice for the animals. Bring the cats. Bring the parrots. Bring the children. Remember, they're your responsibility if they get in the way.
That's an event.
That's for you to take care of. That's your responsibility. So if they're getting in the way, we'll ask you to take put them someplace if you can. Take care of them. Then it's your choice. You're responsible. But we invite everyone to come. Every child, every middle age, every youth, man, woman, child, whatever, however old we are, come, because it's going to be those individuals that bring this into play. It's going to be the everyday people. And we're hoping that the governments will get involved with the mayors, with the governors in the state of California, or the governors and the politicians and senators and all them, because they're the ones who are making droughts. It's the corporate control of the politicians. We're controlled by the banking systems that control corporations through mining development, education, man-made laws, and religion that's making the energy, that's making the droughts in the ocean with harp and other forms of sound, vibrational machines.
So again, we can't just hope for change. We have to be the change. Yes, absolutely. So we will be linking all of your information on the prepareforchange.net website, and adding information about you and your work.
Well, this work has promoted many healings across the country, and Oprah Winfrey once asked me to be on her show of miracles, and I was in Guatemala to work with the Mayans, and I chose not to go, and when I came back, then it was over, so they couldn't understand why I didn't go. But, well, I thought it was more important to work on healing the environments because of a lot of landslides and a lot of things going on in Guatemala with people. But right now I'm asking those shows out there that really want to do something, that are highly visible by humanity, I ask you to get me on your show. I ask you to help us gather these funds and finances. I ask all of these people out there that have abundance to help us, because it was prophesied that you would give back to those of us that have this knowledge.
We need to give back.
And we need your help. So please, please know that I have a nonprofit, and I also have a private bank account, so you can either give it to me privately or make it a nonprofit.
And we'll find that on the website?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Rainbow Thunderheart, thank you again for joining us, for coming to Prepare for Change and speaking to all of us. And Lynn, do you have anything you want to say before we sign off?
I just want to thank you very much for being a guest on our radio show, as well as at Prepare for Change Los Angeles.
Okay, I have one more thing I'd like to mention also.
Please.
We have a project that's going on. It's talked about the white buffalo. You've heard of the white buffalo prophecies?
Yeah, no.
Okay, the white buffalo prophecy says that when a white buffalo would be born, which was in the past, that there would be things we'd have to get done right away because it was coming to a close. So the time period we're in, nature would come and do what it's doing and clear things out of the way. But if the buffalo now provided awareness for the dreams and the visions of all nations and cultures to come together to share their dreams and visions about the environment or situations that's going on. And they have that information. When we go to these ceremonies and these medicinal ceremonies and others like these earth healing ceremonies, we clear and clean that. So right now what's happened in Mexico, in Guatemala, and in Mexico for us now is they have initiated that a black and a white buffalo come out of the north and go back down into Mexico and Guatemala. A long time ago, they knew the prophecy was the buffalo would go north. A time would come when these buffalo would now return. And so when these black and white buffalo returns into Mexico and Guatemala, that will activate the tribes of the Mayans and the Aztecs to now clear and clean all of the temples of the warring and fighting and misery of the Spaniards' energy and of the military and the police forces that are controlling energies, and to clean and clear that up. And the buffalo will promote that to take place. These black and white buffalo will cross the border, visit for a while, and come back to those who own them in the north. Now, the buffalo are not owned by anyone, but the buffalo can be released by these who think they own them. But also, there are supposed to be 4 calves, a bull and 3 younger females go down there. These will be the ones that will seed Central America with the buffalo. And that will send a message to the 28 tribes that do the ceremonies that once kept these lands pristine, clear, and clean, and checks on the energies would be the 28 tribes of the Uto-Aztecan peoples, known as the Shoshone-speaking linguistic peoples, are known as the same people who speak the same language. The Hopis, the Comanches, the Paiutes, the Goshutes, the northern, western, eastern, and southern Shoshones, the Yaquis, the Toltecs, Lacino, Sarongo, and Morongo people here, that we are that people. And we would unite, reunite, and bring our wisdoms together to promote peace and beauty in the lands of plenty that was now falling apart because what humanity did. That we would now come to the aid of humanity with the white buffalo, black buffalo prophecies going down into Mexico and helping with this. So we're looking for the people with a buffalo to prepare for the buffalo and to prepare for these calves to go south. So I'm looking for people who have planes that transfer racehorses and high-level animals to the racetracks, these million-dollar jets to prepare to take these buffaloes to Mexico to promote peace, to heal the environments, to calm the earthquakes, tornadoes, fires, and floods, for you to be able to fly around out there, to have beautiful places in your land. We would like you to now take some of your time and effort out there, to take your monies and your funds and finances and help us get these buffalo down into the south that will promote a great message and healing for the prophecies to activate underneath Igor and Condor Nation prophecies. So I'd like to thank you all for listening to this wisdom today, for promoting peace on behalf of our sacred hearts underneath the heart of the rose energy, dropping the thorns, and replaying only love, peace in our heart with the rose energy, and understanding that these thorns are now over. Blessings be to us. Thank you. Send us your funds and finances and all your love and everything else freely. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. And again, if anybody has a buffalo or a jet out there, right, a plane, please contact us. Yes. Let us know, because there's somebody out there.
Yes, there is, and we know you want to help out there.
That's so right.
Please contact us. We're just waiting for you.
That's right, at earthwisdomfoundation.net.
Yes.
And for all of you who enjoyed this conversation, please go back to prepareforchange.net, and you can replay, you can share it with your friends, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for being with us for this hour. Please join us each Sunday night on BBS Radio Station 1 at 9 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Shows can be heard in the Archives section of the Media tab. Please remember that PFC is a volunteer group and we survive by donations only. So look deep within, and if you feel so guided, we encourage you to go to prepareforchange.net website and donate an amount you can't afford. That way you can assist us to continue the work at prepareforchange.net global movement. We thank you for your generosity and your much needed show of love and kindness. Remember, we are all voices of the world.
Truth and justice.